It is time for us to chat with our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Jake Edwards. He's a junior at Winfield Mount Union High School. He was part of the Wolves boys basketball team that made the Class 1A state tournament. And in two games at state, he had 26 points scored, 11 rebounds, 3 block shots, and knocked down 8 three-point shots in two games for the Wolves in their first trip to the state tourney in almost 30 years. Jake, I know it didn't quite end the way you guys would have preferred that week in Des Moines to be, but to win a game at the state tournament and then to have certainly one of your best games, I think, of the entire season for sure in that semifinal, how much do you feel like at the end of the day, you did everything you possibly could, and thus you were able to set out what you wanted to do, which is not only to get to the state tournament, but once you got there, be able to compete?
Yeah, the team's goal all throughout the year was to make it back to state. We knew we had, like, the people who could do it. So knowing that we made it to state and we won a game, it really felt good. And then playing a really, really good Northland team, we knew we'd be up for a challenge, but it was a challenge that we weren't able to comprehend and get over.
You guys were right there, though, through the first three quarters. The team that wins up winning a state championship just a little too much at the end. That game in particular, though, for you individually, was a very good one. You knocked down 5 threes, you had 17 points and 7 rebounds. And a lot of the biggest plays came in a pretty important stretch in the game when Cam Buffington had to sit down with 2 fouls. Did you get the sense once that happened, I'm going to have to start making a lot of plays myself?
Yeah, anytime Cam has to sit down because of fouls, you know, someone else has to step up. And then Gabe had to go out because of fouls. So that's when we had two subs come in. That's when I knew I really had to step up. So just hitting those shots that, I mean, they weren't really giving them to me. Like, I had to create them for myself a little, but hitting them, that were that big for the team, it felt really good.
In addition to being able to hit big shots, where does the block shot that you have in that game rank for you in terms of great moments this season? Because that was a pretty spectacular play.
I think that's got to be number one, especially for, like, looks and then for pain. It hurt a lot. My back's still a little hurt from it, but it was pretty cool.
Did you overextend yourself maybe just a touch?
Yeah, I'd say I did.
I think it was worth it, though, to make that play, though, right?
Yeah, it definitely was. Got a couple of good pictures on Bound, but yeah, I think it was worth it.
Talking with Winfield Mount Union basketball player Jake Edwards, our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week. I mentioned you had 8 made threes total across 2 games at state, and this season was full of big shots from beyond the arc for you. How much of it was a priority coming into this season that you were going to not only take a lot of threes, but you needed to make quite a few?
Big priority, because having Cam and Abram down low, a lot of teams are going to focus on them and taking them away and doubling down on them. So when they kick out to, like, me, Carter, and Gabe, we really had to knock down those threes because it opened up the inside a lot for us also, which was make our offense, like, as good as it could be.
You guys had gotten very close to getting to state each of the previous two seasons before this one. What do you feel like was a little bit different that allowed this team to have the success that it did?
I'd say we all kind of, like, grew up a little, and I wouldn't say we weren't rookies anymore. Like, we knew what we were doing. We knew how to handle the big moments. And I'd say that really helped us a lot.
This was obviously a pretty spectacular year that's still going, but so far in athletics it's been spectacular because this is trips to state now in basketball and in football. How much did the prep work that you did to get ready for football just make it easier to get into basketball and be in the shape that you needed in order to be able to play in some of these big games that showed up once we got to March?
I'd say it didn't really help at all because we were a little banged up from football, but going into the state basketball tournament, it kind of, like, it showed us what we needed to do, how to handle ourselves, how to deal with pressure, and I'd say it really helped a lot during the end of the year.
What do you feel like then you did as we got into basketball that allowed you to maybe come down a little bit from what I'm sure was a beat-up feeling after a great football season, but one that I'm sure cost a lot in terms of it's a hard physical game, football.
I want to say it was our second game of the year. We played the number 3 ranked team in Illinois, Illini Bluffs, and they were a pretty big physical team, so having to play them, we ended up losing, but it was only by like 5 or 7. So playing them, it kind of reminded us that we can still be physical on the basketball court, and it kind of like just helped bring everybody together.
Talking with Winfield Mount Union basketball player Jake Edwards, our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week. I'm sure there's a lot of memories from both football and basketball that will stand out, but is there one in particular that is the one you feel like you're never going to really forget about this last year?
I would probably say just that state basketball, being with my teammates, because we stayed up there like all week, so just going out to eat with them, being in hotels, going to Bass Pro Shops and all that stuff. So that's a memory I won't forget for my life.
Something I wanted to ask you last was something you guys talked a lot about whenever we talked to you after those football games or after basketball. You guys constantly brought up how great the community at Winfield Mount Union is. How much do you feel like, if you had somebody that was coming up to you and just said, you know, what makes it different to get to be a Wolf? How much would you describe, or how would you describe what it's like to be able to get to play in front of all those fans, whether it's your classmates or just some of the parents and other people in the community, and the fact that they just show up for you guys and give you so much support? It sounds like it's something you fed off of just about every time you played, right?
It's awesome knowing that. I mean, you look at the state tournament, I feel like we had more fans than half of the 3A and 4A schools. So knowing that our little town travels really, really well, it's awesome. We have like, I'd say the whole team had like little kids come up to them, try to get pictures after the game. So it's really awesome knowing that our whole town wants to support us and be for us as we go through our high school careers.
I guess the last thing I would ask is, since you are a junior, you're going to have an opportunity to play again next season. Have you already kind of talked to your teammates that are coming back about, hey, you know, if we can try to be here again, that would be the ultimate goal?
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of underclassmen step up because, heck, we lose, 6 of, 7 main players. So a lot of us are going to have to step up and do what we know we can do.
I can't wait to see what you guys do in the future, because there's a lot of athletes like yourself, Jake, that I know are really, really talented and contributed in at least some way to what happened this last year. Congrats for yourself individually on what you did at state basketball, and for your both football and basketball, what the teams did. And best of luck not only this spring, but next year as well, man.
Yep, thank you. Thank you for having me.
That is Jake Edwards, one of the starting guards for Winfield Mountain Union boys basketball. Put together some of his best games of the season at the Class 1A state tournament. In 2 games at state, Jake had 26 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 block shots combined. Also hit a total of 8 three-point shots in 2 games. One of those, a victory for the Wolves in the Class 1A quarterfinals against Linville Sully. Congratulations to Jake on being a big part of what Winfield Mount Union did in football and basketball, getting to the state semifinals in both this past season. And congrats as well to him on being our Jessica Yoder and Sarah Bigley with Kelowna Realty Athlete of the Week.